One of the founders of Seattle's first needle exchange died over the weekend. The King County Medical Examiner says it was suicide. Public health officials credit needle exchange programs with helping to control the spread of HIV and hepatitis C. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Bob Quinn came to Seattle from Saskatchewan, Canada, in the late 80s. It was the height of the AIDS epidemic. Heroin use was on the rise as well. Quinn started handing out clean needles from his backpack on the Ave in the University District. Eventually, he set up a table in front of the old Tower Records. In an interview in 2010, Quinn said he never considered the legality of what he was doing.
The exchange in many ways was just a gut reaction. It was an emergency, something had to be done, and so I did it. I didn't think of the consequences or whether it was right or wrong. It just needed to be done, and I did what I had to do.
By 1989, the King County Department of Public Health issued permits. The University District's needle exchange has moved, but it's still in operation. Washington State now has 20 established needle exchange programs. 5 are in King County. The HIV/AIDS Prevention Manager for Public Health Seattle and King County says Quinn will be remembered for his dedication, perseverance, and his advocacy. Bob Quinn was 54 years old. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.